This is the sound of Sheyun Kuti. Sheyun is the son of Fela Kuti, an African music legend. Fela's grooves were intense, and he sang about Nigeria with the urgency it demanded. And now his youngest son is making music that rivals the magnitude of his father's. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Listen to this by Sheyun Kuti. It's called Mosquito Song, a song I'm sure his father would have been proud of.
Stop it, malaria.
the music of Cheyenne Kuti from a CD called Cheyenne Kuti and Fela's Egypt 80. Egypt 80 was Fela Kuti's band before he died in 1997. Egypt 80 still contains many of the original members, and it's the same band that Cheyenne Kuti performed with when he was just 9 years old. Sunlux is the name on a recently released recording. The sound on this record is incredible. It's cacophonous at times, stark and sparkling other times. You can hear all of that on this track by Sunlux. It's from a CD called At War with Walls and Mazes. The song's called Break. Sunlux is the moniker of Ryan Lott. He's a classically trained musician, these days making electronic music and living in New York. His CD is called At War with Walls and Mazes. We're at the halfway point of the year, and I was wondering, what are you loving so far this year? So we've put a poll on our site. Nearly 10,000 of you have cast your votes. The poll will close at the end of the July 4th weekend. So go to our poll and vote for your five favorite CDs of the year so far. Next week, we'll take a look at how you voted and listen to some of your favorite records that we haven't yet covered on the show. That's next week on All Songs Considered. And now for something completely different. On a recent episode about new summer releases, critic Will Hermes played a song from British singer and fiddler Eliza Carthy. And as we mentioned, she's a musician with a rich heritage. Her father is one of the great English folk musicians, guitarist Martin Carthy, and her mom is the famed English folk singer Norma Waterson. Both her mom and her dad sang in a group called the Watersons, a reissue of a favorite Waterson CD of mine just found its way to my desk, and I thought I'd play this track called Country Life.
I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning. I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their laylum, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
In spring we sow at the harvest mow, and that is how the seasons round they go. But of all the times, if choose I may, 'twon't be rambling through the new mown hay. For
I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning, and I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their laylum, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
In winter when the sky is grey, we engine, we ditch our times away. But in the summer when the sun shines gay, we go rambling through the new mown hay. For
I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning. I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their laylum, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
The Watersons, the LP originally released in 1975, is called For Pence and Spicy Ale. After 15 years of recording, Will Oldham's public profile is relatively low, while his influence consistently grows. You can hear the influence of Will Oldham's hushed side in Iron and Wine, and some of the voice inflection in the poetry and singing of Conor Oberst. Will Oldham recorded in the 90s under the moniker Palace Music or Palace Brothers or Palace Songs. These days, he's Bonnie Prince Billy. His new CD's out. It's called Lie Down in the Light, and this song is called Easy Does It.
One, two, three, four. When there's only one thing I can do, but you know that I still don't wanna do it. And when there's just one way to get through, sometimes I still don't want to go through with it. There are other ways I used to think to find my way around the wood and the caves and the bad woman's ways that were always to be found. And I have done enough right. Dirt and wrong can now bolster my mind, and love I can find it again in someone sitting close in the flashes of sin. There are other ways I used to think to find my way around the wood and the shell and the word of farewell that I always had to sound. Now there is just one way, stretch out my arms and cry to that just one day. Number the friends and the family that loved me. Welcome the ring of the moonlight above of me. And I wonder and lay in whatever old bed with good earthly music singing into my head. arms and cry to that just one day. I number the friends and the family that look of me. I welcome the ring of the moonlight above me. And I wander and lay in whatever old bin, with good earthly music singing into my head. Oh, oh, oh.
Bonnie Prince Billy from a CD called Lie Down in the Light. We played the lead-off track. It's called Easy Does It. When Eef Barsley writes a song, he says it's like a ghost entering his body. He doesn't really know where it comes from. You may have heard Eef and his band Clem Snide. We featured them on All Songs Considered over the years. And after 15 years, he's laid his band Clem Snide to rest. Eef Barsley has a new record called Lose Big. This song's called Apocalyptic Friend.
My dear apocalyptic friend, convince the world will shortly end. I only wanna hold you in my arms. And whisper softly that it's all right if God decides to kill the lights and back to start we return again. I understand your car will likely be unmanned, but what about those sitting in the back, strapped into the baby seat, sweet milk sticking to their feet? Is this the joy felt waking up your heart? Is this the joy felt waking up your heart? The farm, the lightning strikes, collapse the barn. The grass has grown to just above your knees. As insects guided by the moon pray for another vacant room, and ash rains down like feathers made of smoke. And ash rains down like feathers. My dear apocalyptic friend, convince the world will shortly end. I only wanna hold you in my arms. And whisper softly that it's all right. God decides to kill the lights and die to start up.
Yves Barsley is a singer and the songwriter on a new label, on a new CD called Lose Big. I've yet to see the band Ponytail perform, but hearing the intensity of this recording, it feels like their new album bottled all their live energy right to disc. The band from Baltimore are frenetic and chaotic, but the songs somehow keep from falling apart despite the chaos, and that's what I love about Ponytail. The four members met at the Maryland Institute and Art School in Baltimore and were put together as a band as part of a class project. Listen to the insanely fun voice of Molly Siegel and the ball of energy that's Ponytail. This song is from a CD called Ice Cream Spiritual, and the song is called Beg Waves. I'm Bob Boylan. Don't forget to vote for your favorite CD of the year so far. Go to the All Songs Considered blog and you'll find the poll. We also have a bunch of concerts we've done at my desk, including Sam Phillips, Vic Chestnut, Laura Gibson, and you'll find that at our website as well, npr.org/allsongs. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.